Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Health professionals are now lauding President Trump's efforts to define gender based on scientific facts and not fiction. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Well, dozens of academics and a coalition of medical, legal, and policy organizations representing more than 30,000 health professionals nationwide have praised the Trump administration for its efforts to officially uphold the scientific definition of sex on the federal level. Matt, this is good news, and this is one of the many things that the Trump administration under Donald Trump have been doing, bringing some common sense into these policies.
And I like how they use the word uphold the definition, because the definition, the scientific definition, has been codified into federal law in Title VII, in Title IX, in all of our federal laws where the notion of sex is addressed. These social fictions of gender identity and sexual orientation, the legislative intent was clearly defined as sex, meaning biological sex. So when we talk about discrimination based on sex, we're talking about it's primarily put in place to protect women from being discriminated in the workplace. And isn't it ironic that Obama and the left's attempts to redefine sex to include gender identity thwarts the entire legislative intent to protect women from particularly from discrimination, or anybody from being discriminated based upon their biological sex of either male or female. And President Trump is merely adhering to and returning to the legislative intent, which is tethered to and inexorably linked to the scientific reality of sex as male and female.
Yeah, citing controversial Obama-era impositions of gender ideology into the federal policy, the group stated, quote, not only is an expanded definition of sex unscientific, but it is also proven harmful, close quote. The American College of Pediatricians, the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, and the Catholic Medical Association sent a letter which was endorsed by 32 legal organizations, policy groups, and individuals, including physicians, therapists, academics, and bioethicists. The coalition has also established a petition to uphold the scientific definition of sex in federal policy. They are asking the acting U.S. Attorney General, the head of the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Secretary Alex Azar, and the Department of Education with Secretary Betsy DeVos to make sure that in their areas of the agencies, sex is defined as what it's supposed to be, male or female. And the groups have referenced three things as a basis for commending the Trump administration for defending the scientific definition of sex in the federal law. First was the February 17 rescinding of the Department of Justice and Education of the unprecedented guidance imposed in May 2016 by the Obama administration to expand sex in Title IX to include gender identity. Matt, there's also a second and third thing that they point out as well.
Department of Justice, October 2017, the clarification that gender identity is not legally, and it's not included in the definition of sex related to Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And most recently was the leaked memo in October from the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, that expressed the scientific definition of sex and called on government agencies to adopt clear, uniform definitions based on a biological basis that is clearly grounded in science, objective, and administrable. So sex means a person's status as male or female based on immutable, Matt, they're immutable, unchangeable biological traits identifiable by or before birth.
You know, that is so common sense. It's amazing to even read common sense anymore.
I know.
They go on to say, quote, the sex listed on a person's birth certificate as originally issued shall constitute definitive proof of a person's sex unless rebutted by reliable genetic evidence. Listen, you cannot change your DNA.
Your chromosomes.
Yeah, your chromosomes. You can't. It is what it is. Now, you're either male or female. There's a rare situation where you might have an extra X or an extra Y chromosome. Those are very rare. But even in many of those situations, you're either male or female.
Yeah.
And everybody knows when they see, or certainly even biology, your DNA, your physiology, your physical appearance is either male or female. And it's not rocket science to have to figure that out at birth.
And you would think that this letter would be unnecessary, but unfortunately it is. And they have a number of bullet points that they clarify. And to his credit, the Trump administration, through his actions speak louder than words, is really affirming these realities. Sex is a narrowly defined biological term. Human sex is a binary, biologically determined and immutable trait from conception forward. Sex differences are real and consequential. Individuals who identify as transgender deserve optimal medical treatment that is influenced by biological sex. They need to get help with counseling to help their God-given sex and their confusion comport with their God-given sex. And you don't go in and start mutilating people's bodies.
Right.
You know, anyway, it goes on and on from there.
And it says sex is not a spectrum. Congenital disorders are not additional sexes. It goes on to say gender identity is not an immutable trait found anywhere in the body, brain, or DNA. And it continues, the claim that upholding the scientific definition of sex will increase suicide among transgender identifying people is false.
Can we park on that for a second? Because we know studies have shown out of Johns Hopkins University, for instance, that after a person struggling with gender dysphoria goes through and has what I call mutilation surgery. Once they have cosmetic surgery to try to look more as the opposite sex, what's the suicide rate for those individuals, Matt? It's 41%.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
And that's after they go through this. Because what ultimately happens is someone has discontent with who they are.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of reasons why they can have discontent with who they are. We won't go into many of those reasons or details, but they can have discontent with who they are and discontent with their identity, thinking that they ultimately will be contented if they are a person of the opposite gender. So when they go through the hormone treatments, sure, having high dosages of hormones of the opposite hormone from your birth, yeah, that can have physical consequences. A woman can develop a deeper voice, facial hair, and then they go through the total mastectomy and body mutilation and other kinds of surgeries, even what you would call vocal shaving, where they actually go into the vocal cords.
To try to make the voice higher.
To try to make the voice higher or lower.
And they're giving these dangerous synthetic hormones to children in order
to doing block this on purpose, the production of their biological
To stunt puberty. These last two points in the letter are important. Upholding the scientific definition of sex in law and policy protects everyone's right to privacy, protection, and equal treatment, especially that of girls and women. We always talk about like this PE coach who's in trouble for refusing
Pasco County, Florida.
Your Pasco County class. As the biological men and women they are, transgender identified individuals possess the same human dignity, of course they do, and right to the equal protection of the law as all Americans. That is current. They do now.
Yeah, and you know, when you go up here where we mentioned this other one, sex differences are real and consequential. Anybody who is in a family situation, you know your mom and dad, you just simply watch the interaction of parents. I travel a lot in airports. You can watch the interaction of moms with their girls, moms with their sons, fathers with their girls, fathers with their sons. There's a difference. And it's an important and beautiful difference that is brought to the family relationship and the dynamic. And this whole idea of you can choose your gender is really ultimately forcing society to participate in a lie. And it's not doing the person any good. It's ultimately rebellion against how God created us, very precious, each one in his image as male or female. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us this year. Get our emails so you can be informed and involved, and partner with Liberty Counsel at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.